感谢神，我们在这个主日的清晨，我们一起来思想神的话语。
Excuse me, children can go to your Sunday school, please.
Okay. 好，我们请弟兄姊妹起立，我们一起来读圣经的经文。
Let's stand up, let's read together the scripture for today.
好，我们弟兄姊妹可以看到屏幕上圣经的经文，我们一起来读约翰福音十三章三十四到三十五节。好，三十四节起，我赐给你们一条新命令，乃是叫你们彼此相爱。我怎样爱你们，你们也要怎样相爱。你们若有彼此相爱的心，众人因此就认出你们是我的门徒了。好，我们再继续来读约翰福音的十五章十二节，十二节起，你们要彼此相爱，就是我爱你们一样，这是我的命令。好，我们来祷告。
Let's pray together.
我们在天上的阿爸父，我们感谢你，赞美你。
Our Heavenly Father, we thank you, praise you.
感谢你把你的话语借着圣经赐给我们。
Thank you, give us your word through the Bible.
你的话语就是我们脚前的灯，就是我们路上的光。
Your word is a lamp upon feet, light upon path.
照亮我们，不让我们落到黑暗里去。
And light us so we are not falling in darkness.
愿圣灵加添我们的信心和力量，让我们不仅仅是能够明白神的话语，让我们更是能够按着神的话语去行。
May the Holy Spirit give us the strength and the faith so we not only understand the word of God but we do it according to the word of God.
我们这样的祷告奉主耶稣基督圣名。
Such a prayer in the name of Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
好，弟兄姊妹请坐。
Please be seated.
在我们刚才所读的经文当中，主耶稣说，我赐给你们一条新命令，乃是叫你们彼此相爱。
And the scripture we just read, Jesus teaches disciples a new command I give to you, that you love one another.
耶稣说，这是一条新命令，叫你们彼此相爱。
And Jesus said this is a new commandment.
好，我们弟兄姊妹，我们都非常的熟悉这个耶稣基督把旧约的十诫总结为两条。
I think we are all familiar with that. Jesus summarized the Old Testament Ten Commandments into two commands.
这就是在马太福音二十二章三十七到四十节。
That was in the Matthew chapter 22, verse 37 to 40.
我给大家读一下，大家可以看到屏幕上的经文。
And I just read it, and you can look on the screen.
马太福音二十二章三十七节，耶稣对他说：“你要尽心、尽性、尽意爱主你的神。”这是诫命中的第一，且是最大的。其次也相仿，就是要爱人如己。这两条诫命是律法和先知一切道理的总纲。所以主耶稣把律法总结为两条，简单的说，第一条就是爱上帝，第二条就是爱人如己。
So basically, Jesus summarized the law into two things. One is love God, the other one is love your neighbor.
那么为什么耶稣在这里说他又给你们一条新命令，乃是叫你们彼此相爱呢？
So, but why Jesus here said, I give you a new commandment and you love one another?
不是这个诫命第二条已经说要让我们爱人如己了。
Because when Jesus summarized the law into the second one, he said, love your neighbor, it's love yourself.
那爱人如己跟让我们彼此相爱，这有什么不同呢？
And so what's different, love others, love your neighbor like you love yourself. What's different here, what Jesus says, you love one another?
为什么耶稣说这是一条新命令？
Why Jesus said this is a new commandment?
所以有些基督徒说，对于基督徒来说，其实我们是不是守十条诫命，我们是守十一条诫命。
And so some Christians said, as a Christian, we are not only keep the Ten Commandments, we keep 11th commandment.
那么什么是第十一条诫命呢？
And what is the 11th commandment?
有些基督徒就会说，就是耶稣在这里说的这条新的命令，乃是叫你们彼此相爱。
And some Christians said, well, that is the one that Jesus mentioned here. That's the new commandment, is love one another.
我们现在就来思想，为什么彼此相爱这条命令跟爱人如己为什么不同？
And so today we'll just think about this, why here love one another is different from the one you love your neighbor as you love yourself.
爱人如己所要求的爱，爱别人要像爱我们，爱我自己一样。
So love your neighbor as you love yourself, that here requires we love others like the way I would love ourselves.
但是耶稣说你们要彼此相爱，这个爱耶稣说我怎样爱你们，你们也要怎样相爱。
But what Jesus said here is you love one another. How do I love you so you love one another?
耶稣爱门徒远远超过耶稣爱他自己。
Jesus loved his disciples much more than he loved himself.
所以耶稣要求我们爱弟兄姊妹要远远超过爱我们自己。
So Jesus asked of us who love our brothers and sisters much more than we love ourselves.
所以爱人如己和彼此相爱这两条诫命有什么不同？第一个不同，上帝所对门徒要求的爱的程度是不同的。
So if we think about what's the difference between love the neighbor as yourself and here to love one another, and God asks of his people, the degree of love is different.
上帝说你们要彼此相爱，这是一条新的命令。新在哪里呢？上帝要求他的门徒更多的爱。
So God asked his people, it's a new commandment. They said, you love one another. It's a new commandment. What's new is that he asked his people give much more love.
你要爱你的弟兄姐妹，就像耶稣爱你一样。
And you'd love your brothers and sisters like Jesus loved you.
耶稣爱你，耶稣爱我，远远超过耶稣爱他自己。
And Jesus loved you and Jesus loved me much more than he loved himself.
所以耶稣今天对你说，对我说，要我们彼此相爱，远远超过爱我们自己。
Therefore Jesus today speaks to us that let us love one another much more than our love ourselves.
这是一条新的命令。
And that is a new commandment.
不是说你爱别人像爱你自己就够了，不是的。
It's not that you love the others like you love yourself, that's enough.
你要爱别人更多。
And you need to love other people more.
你要爱别人超过爱你自己。
You need to love other people more than love yourself.
就像耶稣爱我们超过爱他自己一样。
Just like Jesus loved us more than he loved himself.
耶稣没有首先洗自己的脚，耶稣是先给门徒洗脚。
Jesus didn't wash his feet first, he washed his disciples' feet first.
耶稣行过的任何一个神迹，没有一件是满足他自己的需要，全是满足别人的需要。
Any miracle Jesus performed is none of them actually to satisfy his own need, but all to satisfy other people's need.
耶稣行五饼二鱼的神迹，是为了饥饿的人的需要。
When Jesus performed the five loaves and two fish miracles, it is for the need of those in hungry.
当耶稣四十昼夜没有吃东西，耶稣自己饥饿的时候，他没有行神迹把石头变成饼。
In the 40 days he's in temptation, then the 40 days he's in hungry, he didn't turn the stone to the bread.
耶稣爱人超过爱他自己，耶稣为人舍命。
And Jesus loved people more than love himself. He gave his life to people.
所以这就是神对我们主耶稣对我们所给的一条新的命令，让我们彼此相爱，爱弟兄姊妹超过爱我们自己。
So that's the new commandment that God gave us, that we love one another more than we love ourselves.
我知道，就是，在这个中国大陆，一些家庭教会是受到很大的压力。
And we know that in mainland China and some of the house church, they face a lot of great pressure.
我知道在就是一个家庭教会，他们这个 牧师的妻子，每次聚会的时候总是坐在这个离门口最近的地方。
And I know there's a house church and the pastor's wife actually every time when they gather together she always sits in the close to the door, the position that close to the door.
后来人家就问，那 你为什么每次坐离这个门最近的地方？
And then people ask her that why you always sit that seat.
因为有些家庭教会聚会的时候，有时候他们聚会过程中会有警察来抓他们。
And sometimes some place, some house church, when they gather together among during their meeting, the police could come to arrest them.
然后这个牧师妻子总是坐在离门最近，然后人家问他，你为什么要这样呢？
So the wife always sit by the door.
后来这个
and people ask why.
后来这个牧师妻子就说，这样的话，如果万一有警察来抓我们。我可以告诉这个警察，你看，你抓那个讲台上的那个，他是带头的。
And so the wife said, "Well, I'm sit here because every time, just in case the policeman come, I could tell them, 'All right, you come, just arrest the guy on the pulpit. He is the one responsible.'"
然后你让其他的会众走，他们是，不用承担责任，承担责任的是站在讲台上那个，那是我丈夫。
And so I can tell the policeman that just arrest the one on the pulpit and let the rest of the congregation go because they don't have nothing to do with it. And this guy is my husband.
是不是这个妻子不爱她的丈夫？
Is this wife don't love her husband?
不是的。
Of course not.
是这个妻子跟她的丈夫，他们在遵循这一条新的命令，彼此相爱。就像耶稣爱我一样。
And is that because the wife and husband they follow this new commandment and love one another just like Jesus loved us?
耶稣为我舍命，我可以为我的弟兄去坐牢。
And Jesus gave his life for me and I can go to the prison for my brothers.
在中国大陆很多很多家庭教会事实上就是这样的。
And many house church they practice that way.
很多弟兄姊妹争先出来要代替 要承担这些一些责任，自己付出代价 让其他的弟兄姊妹可以不用付这样的代价。
When such a moment comes, a lot of sisters, brothers and sisters, they stand up and they want to take the responsibility, they want to pay the price so that other brothers and sisters do not have to take the responsibility, do not have to pay the price.
因为他们在遵循这一条主耶稣基督给我们的新的命令，彼此相爱，像耶稣爱我一样，耶稣为我舍命，我也要为我的弟兄姊妹舍命。
Because they follow this new commandment and love one another, Jesus gave life for me, I can give my life for my brothers and sisters.
然后我们会看到这条新的命令，彼此相爱的这条命令是颁布给门徒的，颁布给信靠耶稣基督的人。
And we also want to see this commandment actually is gave to the disciples, gave to those who trust in Jesus Christ.
不像十诫，十诫是给所有人。
It's not like a Ten Commandment. Ten Commandment is issued to everybody.
所有人都要遵循十诫。
Everyone should follow and the Ten Commandment.
所有人都要爱上帝，并且爱人如己。
Everyone should love God and also love the neighbor that like themselves.
但是彼此相爱，要爱到像耶稣爱我这样去彼此相爱，这一个诫命是只是给到基督徒的。
But love one another just like Jesus loved us, this commandment actually is gave to Christian.
因为我们在基督里弟兄姊妹的这个关系，比世界上任何关系，甚至血缘关系更加的亲密和紧，这个血脉相连。
Because the relationship of brothers and sisters in Christ is much, much more close than any earthly relationship, even the relationship in blood.
因为我们在地上任何的关系都会是暂时的。
Because all the relationships we have on earth are temporal.
但是我们跟弟兄姊妹在基督里的关系是永恒的。
But our relationship of brothers and sisters in Christ, this is eternal.
我们在地上是基督大家庭里面的弟兄姊妹，我们在天上，在永恒里还是这样，还是弟兄姐妹。
On earth we are in the brothers and sisters in God's house, and one day in heaven we are still brothers and sisters in God's home.
在地上， 我们每一个人都有自己不同的家庭，自己不同的父母，但是在基督里，我们都是被圣灵所重生的。
On earth, in our family, we have our parents, we have our children, but in Christ, we are all gave a birth by the Holy Spirit.
所以我们要知道，真正在基督里的关系是更加的亲密，更加的紧密连接，远远超过这地上一切的关系，甚至超过我们在地上的血缘关系。
So we want to know that our relationship in Christ is much, much more close than any relationship on earth, even the relationship in blood.
那么在马太福音十二章46-48节，圣经记载，就是有一次耶稣的母亲和主耶稣的兄弟们来找耶稣。
In Matthew, Gospel of Matthew, it recorded one event when one time Jesus' brother and mother come to looking for Jesus.
然后这时候有人告诉主耶稣，就是你的家人来了，你的妈妈来了，你的弟弟们来了。
And someone told Jesus that, hey, your family comes, your brothers and your mother come.
然后耶稣却说，谁是我的妈妈，谁是我的弟弟呢？
And but Jesus said, "Who is my mother? Who is my brothers?"
然后耶稣就指着这些门徒就说，这是我的母亲，这是我的弟兄，凡遵行天父上帝旨意的人，就是我的弟兄，就是我的姐妹。
And then Jesus pointed to the disciples, said, "This is my mother. This is my brothers. All those who follow the will of God are my brothers, my sisters, and my mothers."
所以在上帝的眼中，我们在基督里的关系是更加美好，因为这个关系说一直会到永恒里去。
So in God's eyes, this our relationship in Christ is much more beautiful, and because this relationship lasts to the eternity.
所以我们如果爱我们地上的亲人，爱我们的父母，爱我们的孩子，爱我们的妻子，爱我们的丈夫，爱我们的兄弟姐妹，我们要向他传福音。我要让他不仅有血跟我有血缘的关系，我要让他跟我一样有永恒的关系。
So if we love our parents, love our brothers and sisters, love our children, then we want to preach the gospel to them. We not only want to have the relationship in blood, we much more want to have the relationship in Christ.
所以我们知道，我们在基督里的这种美好的关系，我们就愿意有这样的爱，彼此相爱的爱，甚至为对方舍命的爱，因为我们知道，我们舍的最多最多只是地上的短暂的生命，但是我们得到的是永恒的生命，永恒的美好的关系。
So we know this relationship in Christ is such precious and beautiful, so we're willing to sacrifice whatever we have for this relationship because we know what we sacrifice, everything is pretty much temporal and earthly thing, and we will have gained things in eternity.
所以我们会看见地上的兄弟姐妹的关系不是往往是爱的关系。
And we also want to see in the earthly brothers and sisters, their relationship most time or sometimes are not in love.
我们会看见很多很多弟兄相争。
And we witness all kind of quarrel and struggle and fight among the brothers and sisters.
我们看到人类历史上第一个谋杀案就是哥哥杀死亲弟弟，该隐杀死亚伯。
We see in the history of mankind that the first murder occurred among the brothers because Cain murdered his brother Abel.
我们今天在这个世界上看到很多的事情，很多亲兄弟亲姐妹为了很多的事情彼此相争，遗产呢、各种事情呢彼此相争。
And today we can see witness a lot of brothers and sisters and they fight for a lot of things, for inheritance and for some things.
我们知道有一个所谓的继承法，就是以前在这个奥斯曼帝国也就是土耳其帝国以前有这么一个继承的法。
And we know that in the Ottoman empires, there is a so-called law called fratricide.
也就是说呢，你要成为帝国的国王，你得把你所有的兄弟都杀死。
Basically says, if you want to become emperor of that empire, then you have to kill all your brothers.
然后他们这个土耳其帝国遵循这个法很长的时间，就是这样。当上国王的人第一件事情把他所有的兄弟全部杀死。
And the Ottoman Empire, actually, they practiced this law for a very long period of time. A person become an emperor and he killed all his brothers.
我昨天还看到一个新闻，一个父亲把他几岁的孩子杀死。
Even yesterday, I read the news of a father killed his son.
所以在基督里的关系是更加美好，所以我们爱我们地上血缘的亲人，我们就要让我们的亲人跟我们一样都拥有在基督里的关系，才能有这种彼此相爱、为人舍命的这种爱活出来。
So the relationship in Christ is a much beautiful relationship if we love our families and relatives and we want to preach the gospel to them. So we have this relationship in God and in the Lord. So we have the love that the love is not only love can give ourselves for the others.
我们会看见这个旧约的诫命当中也是让我们要爱神并且爱人如己。
And we can see in the Old Testament, the commandment also want us to love God and love neighbors as yourself.
但当上帝颁布十诫的时候，上帝说，上帝就是要求人们遵行十诫的理由是什么呢？
But when we see that when God issued the Ten Commandments, and what's the reason that God gave people want them to follow this Ten Commandments?
上帝说，我是耶和华你的神。曾将你从埃及为奴之家领出来，那么接下来上帝就颁布十条诫命。
And before God gave the Ten Commandments, God said, "I'm the God that brought you out of the land of Egypt."
那么简单的，就是说，上帝颁布十诫的时候，上帝说，因为我曾拯救你，所以你必须遵行十诫，你必须要爱上帝，你必须要爱人如己。
So basically, the interpretation is because I saved you, so you need to follow this Ten Commandments.
你必须要爱上帝，你必须要爱人如己。
And you need to love God, you need to love people as yourself.
所以这是在颁布十诫的时候，上帝说，因为他拯救你。
And so God gave the reason, it's because I saved you, I brought you out of Egypt.
所以你要遵行爱的诫命。
So you need to follow this commandment of love.
那么耶稣他颁布一条新的诫命，就是彼此相爱的诫命。耶稣的理由是什么呢？
But when Jesus issued this new commandment of love one another, what's Jesus' reason?
耶稣说，我爱你，所以你要彼此相爱。
And Jesus' reason is because I loved you, so you love one another.
所以耶稣在这里没有说，我拯救你，或者说我施恩给你。耶稣说，我爱你，我爱过你。所以你们要彼此相爱。
Jesus didn't say I saved you, or Jesus didn't say I blessed you. Jesus said because I loved you, so you love one another.
所以这也是一个不同。
And also this is kind of different.
一个是爱的程度不同，一个就是上帝颁布诫命的理由不同。旧约的时候，上帝说我救你，那么同样也意味着我的能力非常非常的大，我把你从埃及那么强大的国家当中救出来，我能力非常非常的大。而且我还愿意救你，所以你要遵行诫命。
So this is not only the degree is different, also the reason is different. Old Testament, Jesus said, God said, because I saved you, I brought you out of Egypt. I'm very powerful, I can save you, so you gave you the commandment.
但是当耶稣来的时候，耶稣说我给你一个新的命令，原因不是说我多么有能力，原因不是说我要救你。当然耶稣会救我们，但是原因耶稣只提一条，因为我爱你。
But when Jesus came to issue this new commandment, Jesus didn't cite his power and his salvation. Of course, he saved us, but the reason Jesus gave is because I loved you.
所以这是我们今天的基督徒遵行耶稣的旨意，遵行神的话语，最最重要也是唯一的原因，因为耶稣爱我。
And so this is actually the reason today we follow this new commandment is that because Jesus loved us.
不是说耶稣给我好处，不是说耶稣曾经给过我好处，或者将来要给我好处，而是仅仅因为耶稣他爱我。
It's not that Jesus gave me some good things in the past or in the future will give to me, but just because Jesus loved me.
他用舍己的爱来爱我，所以我要遵行耶稣的话，因为我要用爱来回应耶稣。
Because his love is a sacrificial love, and because of the love, I need to respond with my love, and we have to follow his commandment.
然后这个新的这个命令，彼此相爱的命令，上帝所要求的爱，是一个主动的爱。
And also this new commandment, that love one another is the love we acting out of our will.
也就是说，耶稣爱我们是主动的。
Because Jesus loved us himself.
我们一点都不可爱，我们都是罪人，我们都是上帝的仇敌。但是上帝主耶稣主动的来爱我。
And we are not lovable, and we actually are enemy of God, but Jesus loved us.
耶稣说，你们也要这样彼此相爱。也就是说，我的弟兄姐妹可能在我眼中一点都不可爱，他可能我一点都不喜欢他，但是我要主动的去爱他，因为耶稣就是这样主动的爱了我。
And so Jesus said, basically saying, teaching us is that maybe my brothers and sisters are not lovable in my sight, but just like Jesus loved us, we should in the same way love our brothers and sisters.
所以不管我弟兄姐妹他的个性是多么我看不顺眼，或者他的脾气他的行为方式，哎呀我实在是忍受不了，但是我要爱他，我不仅爱他，我要用舍己的爱去爱他。
So basically, say, no matter my brothers and sisters, how their lifestyle, how their way to acting, and how much I don't like it, but we still need love them, and not only love them, but also deny myself to love them.
因为耶稣就是这样爱我的。
Because that's what Jesus loved me.
所以耶稣给我这条新的命令。
So Jesus gave me this new commandment.
爱人如己。我们每一个人看自己都很可爱的。
And love one another like ourselves, because everyone look at ourselves are very lovable.
我听到有人就讲这样的话，哎呀，我看这个人跟我一点都不像，所以我不用爱他。
And I hear people say, oh, this guy is no threat like me, so I don't love him.
因为爱人如己嘛，他这跟我一点都不一样。我不爱他。
Because it's love yourself, love others like love myself, but yourself, but since he is not like me at all, so I don't love him.
你看我这么白，他这么黑，那跟我不一样啊，我怎么爱他？
And look at I'm so white and he's so black, so why should I love him?
他跟我一点不一样啊。
He's quite different from me.
或者我这么黑，他那么白，他跟我不一样啊。
Or vice versa. He's so black, I'm so black, he's so white. Why should I love him?
他一点不像我。
He's not like me.
当然，神颁布爱人如己的诫命，绝对不是这个意思，说你只爱跟你像的人，只是人自私的人，就从上帝的话，就扭曲上帝的话。
Let me make it clear. When God issued the commandment of love your neighbor as yourself, God doesn't mean that way. It's because of a sinful nature. We twist the God word to fit our own narratives.
但是耶稣来讲得很清楚啊，没有一个人像耶稣，但是耶稣就爱世界的人。
But Jesus made it very clear. No one ever liked Jesus, but Jesus loved the world.
世人都是罪人。
The world are all sinned.
但耶稣就爱。
But Jesus loved.
所以耶稣你也对弟兄也对基督徒说，你们也要这样去爱。你不管弟兄姐妹他跟你多么的不同，你多么的不喜欢他，你要爱。
And so Jesus teaches us, Christian, that you gotta love your brothers, sisters like I loved you, no matter how you don't like him or her, but you need love.Him or her like I loved you.
所以呢，这个爱是合一的爱。
And we can see this love is the love of unity.
所以在哥罗西书在这里告诉我们，在基督里，在基督的家中，在神的家中，在教会里，不再分什么希腊人、犹太人、受割礼、未受割礼、化外人、希古提人、为奴的、自主的，不再分这些了。
And so in the Galatians that talk about in Christ, the unity is no longer Greeks or Jews or baptized, the circumcised, the non-circumcised, the barbarian or Gentile, No, this everyone is in one in Christ.
今天这个世界的文化呀，就是什么都喜欢分类，什么都要 sorting.
And today's culture of this world is that we like sorting.
在教会里不需要这样去做。
And we don't need to do this in church.
不管你来自什么地方。
No matter where you come from.
不管你跟我多么不一样。
No matter how different you are from me.
我们都在基督里，我们都是耶稣用他的血所买回来的人。
We are all in Christ. We are purchased by the blood of Jesus Christ.
我们要彼此相爱。
We love one another.
我们甚至要像耶稣怎样爱我，我要那样去爱你。
And we want to love how Jesus loved me. I have the same way I love you.
无论什么话外人、文明人，也就是说，有所谓的现在文明，或者甚至就是原住民，有些地方的原住民没有现代文明的，都是基督的家中的人，都是我的弟兄。
And so, like here, we can see no matter what kind of people in a civilization, a much modern civilization society, or someone live in a native tribe, as long as they are in Christ, they are my brothers and sisters.
所以文化、文明，所谓这些东西，都是人创造出来，这个地上的东西。
So culture, civilization, or man's stuff.
啊，你比如说我们在西方，你拿两个小棍子在那吃东西，别人说，哎呀，这个好像不太文明的样子。我们都是拿刀拿叉的。
And for example, in the West, when you eat with chopstick, people said, "Well, this is not very civilized because we all use knife and forks."
那如果在东方，那人家看到你拿个刀拿个叉吃饭，人家说，哎呀，这个不太文明，强盗是这么干。
And but in the East, if people saw you eat with knife and fork, they said, "This is not very civilized."
所以，但是今天所谓的文明文化，就把人不同的割裂，不同的就割裂。
So we have to understand today's culture, today's civilization actually separate, sorted people.
教会里、基督里没有这些东西。
In church, in Christ, we don't have those.
你不管他拿刀、拿叉、拿筷子，你爱他，你甚至愿意为他舍命，因为神这样爱了你。
Doesn't matter he eat with chopstick or eat with a knife, forks.Because you love him, because God saved you.
所以接下来哥罗西书接下来就教导倘若这人与那人有嫌隙，总要彼此包容，彼此饶恕。主怎样饶恕了你们，你们也要怎样饶恕人。
So Colossians continue to follow that if there is some problem among you, you got to bear with each other. How God, the Lord, forgave you, you should forgive one another.
所以基督徒的行事为人最简单，用一句话来表达，行事为人与我们蒙的恩典要相称。
So Jesus, Christian's life, there's a conclude in one sentence. Basically, we acting is worthy of the grace we received.
我是一个被上帝饶恕和赦免的人。
I am the one that forgived and by God.
我怎么可能不接纳别人呢？
How can I do not accept others?
我怎么可能永远定别人的罪呢？
How can I always condemn the others?
神没有永远定我的罪。
God didn't condemn me forever.
所以在教会里面，我们要有这样彼此相爱的爱，这是合一的爱。
So in church, we should have this love one another. This is the love of unity.
所以不要被这个世界的谎言，这个世界所谓的文明文化所迷惑。
So do not be fooled by the lie of this world, by this so-called civilization or culture.
我们都知道这个怀特菲和卫斯理都是神大用的仆人。
And we all know George Whitefield and John Wesley are all God's servant.
然后我们都知道他们就是都是非常著名的牧者，就影响很多很多的基督徒。
And we also know they are very famous pastors. They have a great influence on a lot of Christians.
但是我们同样也知道，怀特菲呢跟卫斯理他们在一些神学观念上有非常大的不同。
But we also know George Whitefield and John Wesley, they have a quite different in certain view of theology.
那么有一天呢，就有一个清教徒就问怀特菲。
And one day a Christian came to ask George Whitefield.
就是你说有一天我们上天堂了，你说我们在天堂能看见卫斯理吗？
And he just asked George Whitefield, he said, okay, one day when we go to heaven, do you think we'll see John Wesley there?
然后怀特菲说，我想我们看不到。
And George White said, I think we don't see him.
但是接下来怀特菲补充说下去了。
And then George White actually followed up with the following saying,
我相信卫斯理一定站在离主耶稣宝座最近的位置，而像我们这些可怜的受造物，我们只是站得很远的地方，所以我们根本看不见卫斯理。
So basically explain why he said he will not see John Wesley. He said, I believe John Wesley will be sitting very close to Jesus at that time. And people like us, poor guy, we probably is far, far away, so we will not see John Wesley.
我听过有些人引用这一段对话。
And I heard people like cite this conversation.
但是他把怀特菲后来补充的这句话，他就断掉了，他没有说。
And I heard people cite this conversation, but they cut the second half of George Whitefield said.
就说你看怀特菲说在天堂看不见卫斯理。
And the people said, hey, look, Whitefield said that he won't see John Wesley in the heaven.
但事实上怀特菲接下来说什么，怀特菲说我们是太渺小的信徒，而约翰卫斯理他是离主耶稣的宝座最近的地方，所以我们看不到他。
So, Whitefield's point is that he think that John Wesley is so such a great servant of God, and he himself is so insignificant. So that's why he cannot see him.
这就是在基督里的彼此相爱，弟兄相爱。
And this is the love in Christ, the blessed love in Christ.
无论我们多么意见大上的不同，无论我们好像是彼此争论的多么的激烈，但是我们要知道我们都是属基督的人，我们是弟兄。
No matter how much different in our opinions, no matter we argue how much we can argue with each other, but we all know we are brothers in Christ.
我们要知道我们会永永远远在神的家中。
And we will be in the house of God, home of God.Forever.
所以我们在这个世界上的教会当中，我们看到太多遗憾的事情，因为因神学观念的不同，各个宗派甚至各个教会之间发生很多很多可怕的事情，甚至是战争。
So today we do see a lot of things. It's kind of regrettable in the church because of the difference in the theology, because of certain things of a way to doing things. And there's so much difference and argument among them, and even there's a war.
所以今天会问很多事情就导致教会的分裂，为你戴不戴口罩，为你打不打疫苗，为你给谁投票，教会就分裂了。
And today we even see that church were divided for the whether you wear a mask or not, whether you take the immunization shot or not, how do you vote certain candidate.
我请问你，你在永恒里你戴口罩吗？你打疫苗吗？
And my question simply to those people is, in eternity, are you wear masks?
你在永恒里，你还要去投票吗？你还要去为政治人物去加油助威吗？
In eternity, do you have the immunization shot? Do you need the immunization shot? Or in eternity, do you need a campaign for certain political figures?
地上我们做这些事情，这是我的公民责任。
And on earth, we do these things. Yes, it is our citizens' responsibility.
我要做，我要在地上做一个合法的公民。
Yes, I need to do this. On earth, I need to be a good citizen and a law-abiding citizen.
但是我们一定要清楚什么是更重要的。我们在教会里的弟兄彼此相爱，这远远比地上这些暂时的分歧、暂时的不同、暂时的这些影响是重要太多太多。
But we have to make it clear to ourselves, the relationship we have today in Christ is much, much more important than any temporary difference we might have.
所以我们今天为很多 战死的事情，导致教会分裂，导致弟兄彼此相争，这是非常非常遗憾的事情。
So it's very regrettable that today we have divided ourselves in the church for things that are like a temporary earthly thing.
我们还要知道，这个弟兄彼此相爱，我们弟兄姐妹，我们不仅仅是神的羊，神的儿女，我们更是神的战士，基督的精兵。
And the other way we look at it, we love one another, we need to look at it this way. We are not only the God's children and God's sheep, and we also a soldier of God.
我们跟弟兄姊妹在一起，我们是一起上战场的战士啊。
And we have to understand, as a brother and sister, we stay together. We are soldiers, go to the same battlefield.
我如果跟我的战友一起上战场，我怎能不爱他呢？
If you go with your brother and sister, you go to the same battlefield, how can I do not love him or her?
战友之间的爱就是我可以为你挡子弹，你也可以为我挡子弹，这就叫战友。
The love among these people are go to the same field. The love is that I can shield you from a bullet, and you can do that for me also.
这叫战友之间的爱。
That's the love among the soldier in the battlefield.
我不管你是从什么地方来的，我不管你这个个性跟我有多么的不同，我不管你是什么背景啊，什么过去，但是我们要一起上战场了，我们就可以有彼此舍命的这种爱在我们当中。
And I don't care where you come from. I don't care how your past is, what your opinion is. As long as we go to the same battlefield, then I have the love willing to take a bullet for you.
所以这就是我们弟兄姊妹之间应该有的爱，因为我们不仅是羊，不仅是神的儿女，我们还是基督的战士，我们要一起上战场的。
So there's another way to look at this, that we are not only the brothers and sisters in Christ, we are with the sheep of God in God's house, we are also soldiers. We go to the same battlefield.
我们看今天的军队，他把不同这个肤色的人，不同种族的人都是混编的，从来没有说就是不同的人在不同的连队都是混编。
So if we look at today's army, and they actually just mixed people, different kind of people in the same unit. They are not like old time. They are different people at a different unit.
他说上了战场，这些东西都不重要了，什么这个个性差异、文化差异、肤色差异都不重要。上了战场，战友之间就是要有彼此舍命的爱，你才能一起去打仗。
So when you go to the battlefield and all the difference in terms of the culture and in the color of your skin and your tradition or whatever, all those are not important. And when you go to the battlefield, all you need is the love of a brother's love that can take the bullet for you.
所以这是上帝给教会的弟兄姊妹一条新的命令，你们是战士，你们可以彼此舍命，你们的战场不在教会里面。
And so that's another way to look at the new commandment that God gave to us, is that we are the peace soldier of God. We are going to the same battlefield. Your battlefield is not in the church.
所以今天很多的时候，我们弟兄姊妹把我们的这种斗争精神都放到教会里了，教会不是战场。
And today, sometimes we put our spirit of fight in the church. But church is not battlefield.
我们看见基督徒之间，哇，彼此真的很厉害。但是基督徒在世界上面，该打的仗却不去打。
But we can see that we fight with each other very hard. But into this world, the battlefield we should to fight, we are not.
所以我们弟兄姊妹，我们是有我们共同面对一场战争，这是一场属灵的战争。我们有共同的敌人，就是魔鬼撒旦。
So we have to understand that we have the same war to fight, and we have the same enemy. This is the Satan.
我们彼此之间是战友。
And we among each other, we are a body.
所以我们基督徒跟世人可以成为朋友，甚至可以成为好朋友，但是我们不要忘记，我们跟教会里的弟兄姊妹才能真正成为战友，成为真正永恒里面的兄弟和姐妹。
And today we can be a good friend to the people around in the world, but we have to understand only in the Christ, brothers and sisters, they become the same soldier to the battlefield.
然后耶稣给我们的爱是爱仇敌的爱。耶稣让我们的爱，弟兄姊妹的爱，这是一个全新的爱，是让我们可以去爱仇敌。
And also here that Jesus gave us the new commandment, like we love each other. It's this love is the love can love your enemy.
我记得很多的时候，当我们说到耶稣的爱是爱仇敌的爱，那么很多的时候，我常常听见有人就说，那我实在是活不出这样的爱。
And we often hear people say that Jesus' love is the love to enemies. And a lot of time, we hear people say that I really cannot have this type of love.
我可以爱我的邻舍，我可以爱我身边的人，我可以爱教会的弟兄姊妹，但是让我去爱仇敌，那我实在爱不起来。
And he said, I can love my neighbor, I can love my people, and love brothers and sisters in Christ, but love the enemy, I really cannot do.
但是我们千万不要忘记，当我们还是上帝的仇敌的时候，上帝就爱了我们。
But one thing we have to remember is that when we are the enemy of God, and the Son of God actually loved us.
所以上帝今天对我们这些信上帝的人说，你们也要这样去彼此相爱。
And so today, God speaks to us who believe in God and said you have to love that way.
所以在罗马书五章八节这里说，基督在我们还是罪人的时候就为我们死了。
And Romans chapter 5 said when Christ died for us while we are still sinners.
然后第十节说，当我们还做神的仇敌的时候，神的儿子就为我们死了。
And verse 10 said while we're still the enemy of God and Son of God died for us.
所以我们看圣经当中一处弟兄彼此相爱的例子。
Let's look at it in the Bible. There's one example of in the Bible talk about the brother love like this.
这一段经文呢是记载在《使徒行传》的九章第一节到第十九节。
And this story actually recorded in Acts chapter 9, verse 1 to 19.
那么这段经文就记载了使徒保罗他是怎样悔改、认罪悔改的。
And this scripture actually recorded how the apostle Paul how he repented and converted.
然后我把这段经文读一下，大家可以看到屏幕上的经文，这段经文比较长。
And this is a pretty long scripture. I just read it. You can just look at on the screen.
使徒行传九章一节，扫罗仍然向主的门徒口吐凶恶威杀的话，去见大祭司，求文书给大马士革的各会堂，若是找着信奉这道的人，无论男女，都准他捆绑带到耶路撒冷。扫罗行路将到大马士革，忽然从天上发光，四面照着他，他就扑倒在地，听见有声音对他说，扫罗扫罗，你为什么逼迫我？他说，主啊，你是谁？主说，我就是你所逼迫的耶稣。起来进城去，你所当做的事必有人告诉你。同行的人站在那里说不出话来，听见声音却看不见人。扫罗从地上起来，睁开眼睛竟不能看见什么，有人拉他的手领他进了大马士革，三日不能看见，也不能吃也不能喝。当下在大马士革有一个门徒名叫亚拉尼亚，主在异象中对他说，亚拉尼亚，他说，主，我在这里。主对他说，起来往直接去，在犹大的家里访问一个大数人名叫扫罗，他正祷告，又看见了一个人名叫亚拉尼亚进来，按手在他身上，叫他能看见。亚拉尼亚回答说，主啊，我听见许多人说，这人怎样在耶路撒冷多多苦害你的圣徒，并且他在这里有从祭司长得来的权柄，捆绑一切求告你名的人。主对亚拉尼亚说，你只管去，他是我所拣选的器皿，要在外邦人和君王并以色列人面前宣扬我的名，我也要指示他为我的名必须受许多的苦难。亚拉尼亚就去了，进入那家，把手按在扫罗身上说，兄弟扫罗，在你来的路上向你显现的主就是耶稣打发我来，叫你能看见，又被圣灵充满。扫罗的眼睛上好像有灵立刻掉下来， 他就能看见，于是起来受了洗，吃过饭就健壮了。扫罗和大马士革的门徒同住了些日子。那么这段经文记载了扫罗后来改名字叫使徒保罗，他是怎样认罪悔改信主的这样的一个过程。
And this scripture basically record the event that how Jesus, how Paul, Apostle Paul, which previous name is Saul, and how he converted to become a Christian.
那么这段经文中还有一个非常重要的人物，就是亚拿尼亚。
And also in the scripture, there's another important character, this Ananias.
扫罗眼睛瞎了，上帝让亚拿尼亚去为扫罗按手。
And Paul is completely, Saul is completely blind, and then asks God send Ananias to lay hand upon him to heal him.
亚拿尼亚是一个非常平凡、非常普通的信徒。
Ananias probably is a very ordinary Christian at that time.
当上帝让亚拿尼亚去为扫罗按手的时候，亚拿尼亚非常的疑惑，他说：“这个人是个罪人，是个大恶人。”
Ananias when God asked him to do that, he is very confused because he knows Saul is a very wicked person.
他专门是抓捕基督徒的，他残害了许多的基督徒。
Because he is the one that arrests the Christian and persecute and hurt badly of the Christian he arrest.
而且他还有权柄，他可以抓这个大马士革的基督徒。
And he also has this authorization to arrest all the Christian in the Damascus.
所以这个亚拿尼亚就是说，那你让我去，首先他是一个罪人，他是一个仇敌，第二我去很危险的，他要抓我呀。
So Ananias' point is that number one, he's a very wicked person. Number two, if I go there, it will be pretty dangerous to myself.
结果神对亚拿尼亚说，你只管去，他是我拣选的。
But God speak to him and say, just go. He is the vessel I picked.
而且上帝说，我不仅拣选他，我要高抬他，我要让他在君王面前传福音，宣扬神的名。
And God says, I'm not only chose him and also want to lift up him. He's going to preach the gospel among the kings.
结果亚拿尼亚就再不说话了，他就顺服。
So Ananias didn't say anymore. He just submit himself.
所以他不理解。
Even though he don't really understand.
首先这是一个仇敌，上帝为什么要选他？第二，上帝居然还要兴起他，大大的兴起他。亚拿尼亚没有说，你看我比他好多了，上帝为什么不兴起我？
And number one is very wicked man. Number two, and not only God want to choose him, God also want to greatly use him. And Ananias didn't say I'm much better than him. Why God didn't choose me?
亚拿尼亚不说这些话，他就去做，顺服。
And he submit himself. He didn't argue, and he just did.
然后他见到，扫罗，当时还叫扫罗这个名字，后来改成使徒保罗。然后我们注意，他称呼扫罗什么
？And when he went, and when he saw Saul, at that time he still named Saul. And let's pay attention how he called Saul.
兄弟，弟兄。
He said, "Brother, Saul."
我们注意。耶稣有没有对他说，你见到扫罗你不要恨他呀，你不要骂他呀，你要叫他弟兄。耶稣有没有讲这样的话？
Okay, see, God actually didn't tell Ananias, when you go to see him, do not hate them, do not curse him, and call him brother.
上帝没有这样要求亚拿尼亚。
And God didn't required of Ananias do this way.
但是亚拿尼亚做多一步，亚拿尼亚不仅不责备扫罗，不仅不骂他，不仅说你也有今天。亚拿尼亚对扫罗说：“你是我兄弟。”
And Ananias not only he didn't curse him, he didn't rebuke him or say that you know you deserve all this, and he go step further, he call him brother.
所以我们就会看见，这就是从弟兄的彼此相爱，这种主动的爱，这种在爱里因为爱来顺服神的心意，就是会更多的顺服。
So we can see this type of love in the love of the like God loved us, and this love is that not only just love, I'm willing to do more.
所以我们会看见约拿，上帝让约拿旧约的时候，上帝让约拿去让尼尼微城的人悔改，约拿一开始怎么都不愿意去，到最后没办法就去讲一句话悔改吧，转脸就走。
And we all remember the story of the book of Jonah, and when God asked me to preach the message to the city of Nineveh, and he don't want to go first, and then later on he had no choice, he has to go there, but he go there just3 days road, he just one day he claimed the message and he turned away.
他就讲一句话，他有没有说尼尼微城的人呐、啊，你们都是我的兄弟啊？没有。
And he just say very simply, he didn't say, okay, people of Nineveh, you guys are my brothers. No, he didn't do that.
他是无奈，他不愿意讲，但神非要让他去。他说：好好好，我讲一句话，我就走。
He really don't want to do it, and he's forced by God, and then he have to do it, and then he just do the very least, just speak one sentence, and then leave.
我们看亚拿尼亚。
And but look at Ananias here.
亚拿尼亚，上帝让我到仇敌那里去，这个仇敌害了很多人，他可能还会害到我。
And God wanted me to go to this enemy, and this enemy actually already hurt a lot of people, and possibly he will hurt me too.
但是上帝告诉我，他是被上帝拣选的人，他跟我一样都是被神所拣选的人。
But God told me he is chosen by God, like me are chosen by God.
所以我不仅要去，我要做上帝让我做的一切事情，我还要多做，我要叫他是我的兄弟。
So now I have to go and do what God told me to do, and I have to do more and call him brothers.
我相信圣经虽然没有描述扫罗听见亚拿尼亚称他兄弟，扫罗心里在想什么，但是我相信扫罗从来没有经历过这样从人来的爱。
Even though the Bible didn't describe how Saul felt at that time when he had brothers, but I believe that Saul probably at that time he think he never experienced the love from a man like this.
我眼睛都瞎了，他有机会跟我报仇的，他不仅不向我报仇，他仍然叫我兄弟。
I am blind, and he has the opportunity toRevenge me, but he didn't do that. Instead, he called me brother.
所以这是这个世界上从来没见过的爱，就是爱仇敌的爱。
And so this love is the love that this world cannot see. This is the love of love your enemy.
但是你在一个最平凡、最普通的基督徒身上，你就看到了。
Even this world can demonstrate this love, but.In a very ordinary Christian, you should be able to see it.
我们也会看见，其实上帝完全可以就是一句话让保罗的眼睛就打开。
And from here, this story, we also can think God actually can just use his word to open a Saul's eye, a Paul's eye.
但是上帝为什么非要让亚拿尼亚这个平凡的人去做这件事情呢？
But why?God has to ask Ananias, the kind of ordinary Christian, to do the things.
这就在以弗所书告诉我们，这是神的心意，他要让教会的弟兄姊妹各节各按各职，照着个体的功用彼此相助。
And that what God told us that in the book of Ephesians, that God wanted us to useconnect each other with our own functions and help each other.
所以不是上帝离开我们，上帝做不了，上帝万凡事都能。
It's not that God leave us, he cannot do anything. Yeah, God can do everything.
大上帝要我们做，是要让我们真正把这个彼此相爱的这种行动，这种爱见证出来。
And God want us to do it is because God want us to trulyTestify this love one another.
然后，当我们真正这样彼此相爱的时候，像耶稣爱我们那样相爱的时候，在约翰福音13-35节，主耶稣说：“你们若有彼此相爱的心，众人因此就认出你们是我的门徒了。”
And then, if we have this type of love one another like Jesus loved us, then, in the book of John, chapter 13:35, said, "Well."People will recognize you are my disciples.
我刚才说到在中国大陆有些家庭教会他们会经常的受到一些压力。
And I was mentioned that in China, in mainland China, the house church, they face a lot of pressures.
但是我知道有一个家庭教会，他们总是很平安，就没有碰到警察这个聚会的时候突然上门的，没有一次都没有。
And I know one house church, and they are kind of pretty peaceful. They never run into the situation that police come to their gathering.
然后这个教会的这个弟兄因为就在他家里聚会嘛，他还在那里庆幸，哎呀，我们好平安，好平安呐。
And so the brother that who hosted the gathering in his house is kind of feel lucky, and feel fortunate. We don't have all those troubles.
然后有一天，这个弟兄呢，就在这个他的小区里面，这个小区的物业经理啊，就找到他。
And so one day, he was in his neighborhood, and the neighborhood manager find him.
然后就说，哎呀，他说你们这帮基督徒啊，还是真是信耶稣的呀。
And this neighborhood manager basically said, "Hey, you Christian, you're really a believer of Christ."
其实啊，我告诉你啊，这个片儿警呢，经常到我这里来问你们的情况。
And let me tell you this. Actually, this is the policeman actually often come to me ask about you guys.
然后我就跟他们说，我说这帮信耶稣的真的是好人。
And I said, I just told the policeman, I said, those group of Christians, they are really good person.
他们当中有残疾人。
And among them, they are handicapped.
他们当中有那些就是在这个大城市里面那些靠捡破烂为生的人，就是所谓的农民工啊，外来的那些人。
And among them, there's people in that big city you consider very low class people.
有这个聋哑人。
And they have the people with a handicap.
有残障人士，还有大学教授。
And also among them, there's a college professor.
还有大企业家。
And they have entrepreneurs.
但他们都在一起。
But they all together.
然后他说，他真的看到你们这些人，你们真的是彼此相爱啊，你们当中什么人都有。
And I saw this, I feel that you guys really love one another because you have all kinds of people together.
然后最让那个物业经理感动的就是，你们当中居然还有那些农民工啊，还有你们对那些聋哑的孩子啊，残障的孩子，你们都真的是爱他们。这个让那个物业经理非常的震惊。
And most of this make this neighborhood manager, property manager shock is that among you guys, you love those people, you know, from the countryside, try to seek a life in the city, and you really love those in handicapped.
那你们这帮信耶稣的，真是信耶稣的。
And you are truly believer of Christ.
你们若有彼此相爱的心，世人认得出来的。
And they will know you are my disciples if you have love for one another.
今天人用很多的方式要让别人认出我的基督信仰。哎，我是基督徒，我给谁投票？我是基督徒，我挂怎样的旗子？我支持怎样的政治意见
？And today we try to use some way to let people recognize I am a Christian. I vote for that person because of this political belief. I raise this flag in my house because I belong to this group, and so on and so forth.
全错了。
That's all wrong.
人家怎么认出你是真正信耶稣的？
How people will know I am true follower of Christ?
人看你们是不是像耶稣？
People look at us, see if we like Jesus.
所以我诚实的讲，我看见过很多的基督徒，他们对基督教的了解、认识，我觉得比很多基督徒都正确。
Non-Christian. All right. So I be honestly say today I see a lot of non-Christian. They actually have a better understanding of Christianity than a lot of Christian.
他们知道一个基督徒应该是一个什么样子，一些不信耶稣的人，他们知道。
And they know a Christian should, what looks like, should be. They know it.
你跟他讲耶稣两个字，他知道耶稣是一个怎样的人。
And when you tell Jesus, they know who Jesus looks like, what Jesus looks like.
虽然他不是基督徒，他知道耶稣为我，耶稣钉十字架，耶稣就是那个钉十字架，我知道。
And even they don't believe in Jesus Christ, but they know when they talk about Jesus, they know that Jesus is the one that crucified on the cross.
他说：“你们这些基督徒，你们只想钉别人十字架，你们哪个愿意为别人钉十字架？”
And sometimes the accuse of a Christian is you're Christian, you always want to crucify other people. Are any of you willing to crucify yourself for others?
所以世人看见我们真的像耶稣那样的生命，有耶稣那样的爱，世人才能认出我们是耶稣的门徒，不在乎我们说什么，不在乎我们外面挂什么样的旗子。
It doesn't matter what we said. It doesn't matter what flag we put there. As long as we have the life of Christ, we're acting like Christ, then people will recognize we are the believer of Christ.
最后请大家起立，我们一起来读几处圣经的经文。
In closing, let's read some scriptures.
我们一起来读约翰福音四章十到十二节。
Let's read 1 John chapter 4, verse 10 to 12.
约翰福音四章十节起，不是我们爱神，乃是神爱我们，差他的儿子为我们的罪做了挽回祭，这就是爱。亲爱的弟兄啊，神既是这样爱我们，我们也应当彼此相爱。从来没有人见过神，我们若彼此相爱，神就住在我们里面，爱他的心在我们里面得以完全了。我们再来读彼得前书一章二十二节。
1 Peter 1:22
你们既因顺从真理洁净了自己的心，以致爱弟兄没有虚假，就当从心里彼此切实相爱。我们再来读彼得前书的四章七到八节。
1 Peter 4:7-8
第七节，万物的结局近了，所以你们要谨慎自守，勤行祷告。最要紧的是彼此切实相爱，因为爱能遮掩许多的罪。好，我们来祷告。
Let's pray.
我们在天上的阿爸父，我们感谢你，赞美你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you and praise you.
感谢你赐下你的独生爱子，道成肉身来到世界上。
Thank you, you send your only begotten Son come to this world.
感谢主耶稣基督在十字架上担负世人的罪。
We thank Jesus that bear the sin of the world on the cross.
当我们还是神的仇敌，当我们还是罪人的时候，主耶稣就爱我们，甚至为我们舍命。
While we're still enemy of God, and Jesus loved us and gave his life for us.
愿神也把这样的爱放在我们每一个信靠耶稣的人的心里。
May God put such a love to each one of us who trusts Jesus Christ.
让我们能够切实的遵行主耶稣给我们的一条新的命令。
We can truly exactly follow the new commandment that Jesus gave to us.
让我们彼此相爱，就像耶稣怎样爱我们那样去爱。
So we can love one another just like Jesus loved us.
我们这样的祷告，奉主耶稣基督圣名。
Such a prayer in name of Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
大家请坐。
Please be seated.